Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom by the two dots, Ibayilahu. So says the Gemara, Ibayilahu, Nadivri Ha'imer Nadar Menadava Yisein Kraven B'Yamtif. According to the man Damar who says that you're not allowed to bring Nadar Menadava Yisein Yamtif, so Avar V'Shachat Mai. What's the halach if a person did, he shachted the neder or the nedava, is he allowed to be zayrik the dam? Typically, zrikas adam would be a shvus. Here, where the person already shachted the neder and nedava, is he allowed to be zayrik the dam? So says the Gemara, Rava amar zayrik as adam, amenas lahatir basar bachila. Rava says that in order, if you have the basar of the carbon around, it's a shlamim, so you'll be able to eat the basar. Normally you can't eat the basar until you do zrikas adam. So if you have the basar around, so now the zrika will be allowing you to eat the basar, so then we'll allow you to do the zrika in order so you can eat the basar of the carbon. Rabbi Barav Huna Amar, he says, even if there's no basar around, zayrik as adam, amenas lahakteri mu'un la'erev, you could be zayrik the dam in order so that at night, you could then be makter the emurin, the sacrificial parts of the carbon. May benayu. What's the practical difference between Rava and Rav Barav Huna? So says the Gemara, ike benayu nitma basar oisha avad. If let's say the basar is gone, it's lost, or it became tame, so l'Rava loy zarek, according to Rava, will no longer give a heter to be zarek the dam, l'Rav Barav Huna zarek. But according to Rav Barav Huna, it would still be mutter, because you could be zarek the dam in order to be makter the keteris, the emurin. If you have the kvasim that are typically brought on Shavuos with the Shnei Alechem, there, so they're brought as a shlamim. You shechted them shaloi lishman, so you shechted it l'shem and ayla, or you shechted them bein lefnei zmanen, bein l'acher zmanen, or you shechted it before Shavuos or after Shavuos. The halacha is, hadam yizarek v'habasar yeyachel. So you're allowed to be zayrik the dam, and this way you could eat the basar. Shabbos. Let's say it was Shabbos, it was Shavuos that fell on Shabbos, and the kayin yishechted the kivsei atzeres l'shem and oila. So la yizrek, he's not allowed to be zayrik the dam. Being that it's Shabbos, so Rashi explains, you're not going to have any basar to eat, because you're not allowed to cook, it's Shabbos. So being that anyways, you're not going to have any basar to eat, so you're not allowed to be zarek the dam, because it's not being piled anything, it's not allowing you to eat the basar. V'im zarak l'mais, if a person did, so hortza, it works, and amanas l'akter emurin l'erev, and then it'll be mutter, to be makter they emurin at night, meaning it's still his yaitze. Now, v'im zarak, that's mashma, di evident l'chadchila loy. It's mashma that you're not allowed to l'chadchila be zarek the dam in order to be makter the haktaras emurin. It's only be di evident if you were zarek the dam, so then you could be makter the emurin. But you can't just l'chadchila be zarek dam in order just to be makter haktaras emurin. So bishlam l'ravanicha. So that fits very well with Ravashita. However, Rabbi Barav Huna kasha. According to Rabbi Barav Huna, he said that you could be zarek dam amenas lahakter emurin, even l'chadchila. So why over here is it only be di evident? So says the Gemara kasha, it's takashver. Or you could be madcher. You could say a teretz. That shani shvus Shabbos mishvus yomtiv. Over here we're discussing Shabbos, so it's more chomer. Rabbi Barav Huna, when he said that b'di'evet, if you shechted it, you could be zayrik the dam to be makter the emurin, that was talking about a stam a yomtiv where a person shechted a nedor and a nedava, not on Shabbos. So that's less chomer. Then already, as long as you're being you'll be able to be makter the emurin b'erev, so then you could be zayrik the dam. Ask the Gemara Shaila now, Voi minei Rav Avya Saba mei Rav Huna. Rav Avya asked Rav Huna, Behema chatzis shal nachir v'chatzis shal Yisrael mahu l'shachta b'yamtif. Are you allowed to shachta behema that's half owned by a yid and half owned by a guy on yamtif? So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna responded, Mutter. So Amar Lei, Rav Avya Saba asked Rav Huna, V'chima bein zel nedar min nedava. If you're telling me it's mutter because Lamaisa you're going to get some of it, so then nedar and nedava also should be mutter to shecht on yamtif, even l'chadchila, because you'll get some of the meat, so it should be mutter. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna responded to Rav Yisavo by just switching the topic. He said, oh, Orva Parach, look at the flying bird over there. Kinafak, so when Rav Huna left this conversation, so Amar Le Rabba Bray, Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, Rabba Bray Rav Huna, he said to Rav Huna, Lav hainu Rav Yisabia de mishtabach lemar begavei de gaverabu? Isn't this the famous Rav Yisabia that you always tell me how great he is, and all of a sudden now you're ignoring your shailos? So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said back to Rabbi his son, my avile, what am I supposed to do? Ani ayoyim sabchuni ba, shishayis rapduni batapuchem. I am today a kiyam of the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, that he said that I need something to eat, I need something, I need a place to sleep, I'm exhausted, I'm hungry, I didn't have the head for it. Uboy minay mils of the bayi taiman, he was asking me a shayla that required real deep thought. So what was he thinking? You should have seen that I was exhausted and I was tired, and not asked me such a shayla. Being that he asked me, even though he saw that I was so exhausted, so I gave him I brushed him off. Now, Taka says the Gemara, what's the difference? Why is it that a behema that's half owned by a guy, you're allowed to shecht because you're eating some of it, and yet Nadarim and Nadavis are also on Yamtif? So says the Gemara, V'tayma mai, behema chatzi shal nachi v'chatzi shal Yisrael mutter l'shachta b'yamtif. So says the Gemara, behema chatzi shal nachi v'chatzi shal Yisrael mutter l'shachta b'yamtif. When you have the behema that's half owned by the guy, that you're allowed to shecht on Yamtif, d'yavshar l'kizayis baser b'lo yishchita. Because since you're getting some of the meat, so now it's mutter. So even though you're shechting the whole animal, there's no way to shecht half an animal. So therefore, you're allowed to shecht the whole animal for you to get your little piece that you want. Okay, so say the same thing by Nadarim and Nadavis. That even though some of it goes to the Mizbeach, but you should be able to shecht it, because because of the little piece that you're gonna take. Says the Gemara, no. Aval Nadarim and Nadavis, asur l'shachtim b'yamtiv. That's asur, why? You should be able to shecht it to get your piece. Says the Gemara, there's no such thing as your piece. Dekeihanim ki kazachu, mishochon gavaya gazachu. The Kehanim don't shecht the Shlamim, and then they get some, and Hashem gets some. It's completely for Hashem. And then Hashem tells the Kehanim, come to my table. I want you to have a little bit. So they're not eating something that's theirs. They're eating something that's from Hashem. So therefore, you can't say that you could shecht the Neder and Nedava because you're eating some of it. You're not shechting it for you to have any of it. None of it is yours. It all goes to Hashem. Therefore, that's the difference between the Behema that's half owned by you and half owned by a guy, and then the Neder and Nedava. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, same halacha that we just spoke out. Behema chatzi shal nachir v'chatzi shal Yisrael mutter l'shachta b'yamtiv. Now you're allowed to shecht the behema that's half owned by the guy. And again, he said, d'yefshel k'zayis baser b'lo shechita, because it's impossible for you to have the little bit that you want without a complete shechita on the whole behema. So therefore, it's mutter. However, said Rav Chista, Isa chatzia shal nachir v'chatzia shal Yisrael. If you have dough that's half owned by a guy and half owned by Yisrael, so then it's asur lafaisa b'yamtiv. You're not allowed to bake that whole dough on Yamtiv. Da'af shalei lemifluga b'lisha, because there's no reason to. Just cut it in half. When you need the dough together, so you should cut it in half. Being that you could just cut it in half, there's no reason for you to bake the whole thing and give you a heter to bake the entire thing of dough. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, is that really true? By dough, you can't just bake the whole thing? But we learned, Isas Kelavim, if you have dough that's designated to feed it to the dogs, because there's a lot of psilas in it, Bizman Sharayan Oichlan Mimeno, if it's a minimal amount of psilas, that the shepherd will sometimes eat some of it, so Chayevis Bechala, so it's completely considered like Lechem. And so now the Brisa speaks out all the different afkaminas. Chayevis Bechala, you'll be Chayevin Afreshes Chalo, Ma'arvin Bo, Mishtatvin Bo, Mavarchen Aleo, you bench on it, Umizamnin Aleo, you make a Zimun, Venefes Beyomtiv, you can bake it on Yomtiv, Vadim Yaitiv, Begebel, Yedechai Vasik Bepesach, and if you make it into Matzah, you could be Yaitse. So the Brisa says that Venefes Beyomtiv, you're allowed to bake the Isas Klavim on Yomtiv. Now the question is, Vamai, why is the mutter to bake the entire thing of dough? But you could just cut it in half. So if the shepherd's going to eat some of it, remember, most of it's for the dogs. The shepherd's going to eat some of it. So the part that the shepherd plans to eat, he should be allowed to cook that. But there's no reason to cook the entire thing of Isa. Says the Gemara, no. Shani Isas Kalavim Hayul V'Efshar Lefaisam B'Nevela. Here it's different. The shepherd's allowed to cook the whole thing. Because maybe Hayol, if he ends up getting an Avela, so he'll feed that to the dog and eat all the bread for himself, so he could bake the bread, it's considered like he's baking it for himself. Because Hayol, because of this far of Hayol, that maybe he'll end up feeding the dog something else. Well, ask the Gemara, mi esle l'Rav Chista hayo. Does Rav Chista hold of this svara of hayo? Va'idmar, we learned, ha'ifim yamtiv l'chol, if a person bakes on yamtiv for a Tuesday, Rav Chista amar like it. Rav Chista said he's ayifar and alavda reisa. He's going to get malchus for doing malacha on yamtiv. It's not sayrich yamtiv, and you did malacha on yamtiv, even though it's eichon nefesh, being that it's for the weekday, so imamish, he gets malchus for it. Whereas Rabba amar ain't like it. Rabba says that he doesn't get malchus. And we explained that Rav Chista Amar like Rav Chista said you get Malkus, lo yamrinan hayol. We don't apply the principle of hayol, that hayol miklayle orchem chazile hashtanami chazile. And Rabba Amar ain't like amrinan hayol. Rabba says we do say hayol. Meaning Rabba says that when a person bakes on Yom Tov for Tuesday, for a weekday, there's no Malkus. Midah Raisa, there's no Isser. Midah Rabbanan, it's still Asser. But Midah Raisa, there's no Isser. Because maybe Hayo, maybe Archim will come over and they're going to want to eat some bread and you'll be able to give the bread to them. So Hayo, you might end up having a use for it on Yom Tov. It's not called that you're doing Malacha for Tuesday. It's called Malacha that's being done with Tzerech Yom Tov. Hayo, you might end up using it for Yom Tov. That's what Rabba says. But Rav Chista says you get Malkus. Rav Chista says that we don't apply this Svara of Hayo. So then by the dough also, by the Isas Klavim, you can't tell me that the reason why it's Mutter is because of Hayo when Rav Chista doesn't hold of Hayo. Says the Gemara, Elo Leitema Hayo Ve'efsher, El Kegoin De Islay Nevela, De Vade Efsher Lefaisa Benevela. We just have to modify our Teretz a drop. The case of the Braisa where it says that the Isas Klavim, you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov, ain't a chanami. It's not saying that you don't have an avela, but Hayo maybe will end up getting an avela and feeding it to the dog, therefore it's mutter to cook all the, to bake all the bread. That's not the pshat. Avad the Rav Chista doesn't hold of Hayo. Rather, we'll make an ukimta that the Brais is discussing a case where the person has an avela. He has it presently in front of him. So he could give that to the dog and eat all the bread for himself. Since he might end up eating all the bread for himself, he's allowed to bake the entire Isas Klavim, because he has an avela to feed the dog, and the entire Isa is Aimi now for the shepherd, and therefore it's considered Eichon Nefesh. That's why that case is mutter to bake the entire dough.